As much as any time I can remember, 2025 has left investors scratching their heads, wondering how to reconcile headlines trumpeting all sorts of bad news and markets that continue to march to new highs. It's left many wondering, is bad news good news? We discuss this week. So the good news this week is that our media room is taking shape where we'll be shooting future commentaries. Mike Nielsen's podcast launches here in about a week. Plenty of bad news, though, or at least things that have created a lot of worry and consternation within clients. Most notably, the government shutdown, although geopolitical concerns are still out there. Lots of questions of AI, labor destruction. It's hard to reconcile all these stories, many of which belie very true facts, realities, with a market that just seems indifferent. Most of the time, people choose to reconcile that by believing the market must just be wrong, where we would argue the market just doesn't care. We put out a piece earlier this year that we've done different versions on over the last 10 years called The Return of the Uncomfortable Truth of Mr. Market. And that uncomfortable truth is that a lot of the things we care about on a personal level, a humanitarian level, that are important on that side of the coin, just don't matter to the calculator, the machine that is the stock market. And that tension, again, gets really hard to internalize, to accept. And a lot of times the outgrowth of that is to make investment decisions based on these feelings within a stock market that, again, just doesn't care to one's detriment. That, of course, is what we're trying to help avoid here. So let's walk through with some better perspective, some history, what's really going on. As respect to the government shutdown, again, not trying to make light of those people whose lives may be impacted, but again, when it comes to the stock market, history is very, very clear on this. The stock market does not care about government shutdowns. I'll have Matt put up a chart here from John Hancock, but it shows you, again, really across both stock, domestic, international, aggregate bond indexes, all up 1 year after any kind of a government shutdown. Brian Lockhart of PCM noted that the last several shutdowns have not impacted either the market or the economy, with stocks higher both 6 and 12 months later. As part of that same John Hancock piece of the chart we just showed you, Emily Rowland noted that government shutdowns have had no substantial effect. And in each instance since 1980, the S&P index was higher just 1 month later after the government shutdown. A lot of people have been pointing to 2018 and saying, oh, it was not a bear market and there was a shutdown. Important to note, of course, the media doesn't like to give all the details. The market was already down 15% when the government shut down on the 22nd of December. The 24th was the bottom of that market in 2018. That had far more to do with the Fed that had turned hawkish, was talking about raising rates, than it did any form of a government shutdown. So while, unless this resolves here by the time this video comes out, this is likely to dominate the headlines here for the next few weeks. Again, those calls that try to extrapolate if this, then this, i.e. if the government shuts down, market must go down, simply don't know their history. Anything, of course, can happen, but it's unlikely that that's gonna be the catalyst. The second thing we're hearing a lot about, have been all year long, is this vaunted recession that was supposed to begin in 2025, particularly after the tariff announcement in April. Torsten Slok of Apollo took economists in general, a lot of the different governing bodies, to task, noting, and I quote, "The consensus has been wrong since January." He goes on to say, "The U.S. economy remains remarkably resilient, and it is becoming increasingly difficult to argue that we are still waiting for the delayed negative effects of what happened 6 months ago on Liberation Day in April." Another chart will pop up here, shows you that, again, consensus expectations around a recession have been dropping, notably to some of their lowest levels here in the last few years. Chris Verone from Strategist, again, chastised a lot of the different governmentals, particularly global governmental organizations, noting with just 3 months left in the year, the OECD made the bold call, wink, his, not mine, of acknowledging what the market has known for months, that global growth outlook isn't so bad. So again, I know it's hard to reconcile things that can create consternation in certain sectors, sound bad on their face, with what is a continued renewed resiliency within the markets. So then finally, well, what's driving this? If it isn't these bad things that can take it down, at least what is pushing it up? The same thing ultimately that always drives markets, which are earnings and efficiency. On that note, Nicholas Bonsack shared recent S&P earnings estimates have risen almost 9% from $265 a share to $285 to $290 a share estimates for 2019. Similarly, margins continue to improve, up 18.24% for the S&P 500 companies, according to strategists and Bloomberg. That, again, as the old saying goes, in the short term, the market's a voting machine, i.e. it's prone to emotions. In the longer term, it's a weighing machine. And what it weighs, what it cares about, sometimes to the exclusion of things that matter to us as people, is simply earnings. And if the earnings are there, the market's likely to continue to trudge higher. The question then many have is, will this earnings growth continue? Of course, nobody knows the future exactly. Check out the written commentary this week for even more on that. But if, again, if you look at the data, particularly the data that's going to drive things, you have some important catalysts, both near term and longer term. In the near term, Q4 is generally a great season for equities. Stepping out a little bit, you see retail sales going up, even if consumer sentiment might be down. People saying one thing and doing another is not common to the data sets. Furthermore, inflation seems to, again, be mixed. Might get a little bit of an uptick here in Q4, but the Fed seems very focused on the labor market. That while easing is not cratering, but is giving them likely cover, as is most likely this government shutdown, to continue cutting rates. You put that all together, it's a pretty constructive backdrop for equities. Of course, that's all within what your personal plan is, what your personal risk tolerance is. And if you need help with any of the things we've talked about today or how it applies to you, please reach out anytime. Thanks so much.
Ten Capital is a group comprised of investment professionals registered with Hightower Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Some investment professionals may also be registered with Hightower Securities, LLC, member FINRA, and SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is neither indicative nor a guarantee of future results. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data or other information referenced herein is from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinion, news, research, analyses, prices, or other data or information contained in this presentation is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates make no representations or warranties, express or implied as to the accuracy or completeness of the information, or for statements or errors or omissions, or results obtained from the use of this information. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC assume no liability for any action made or taken in reliance on or relating in any way to this information. The information is provided as of the date referenced in the document. Such data and other information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed herein are solely those of the authors and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates.